Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark Chase was talking about studying the playbook. Here's the sequence. He was asked by a member of the media, basically, like, how do you prepare on a short week? Listen to his answer.
Short week, Jamar, the preparation obviously gets crunched down by a lot. Does it feel to you like cramming for a test back in school? Like, what's a short week?
I didn't study in school. it's a lot, you know, but you just gotta stay focused, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta really lock in right now. We get a little break time before we start. Friday, you know what I'm saying? Friday's practice. So we just got to stay locked in when we're on the field and just pay attention. But when we get the break time, then we can do whatever.
Short week for them. Baltimore, Cincinnati tonight, Thursday Night Football. I'll ask you, this is to get your perspective. I said, look, I'm not surprised by that answer. If you're that, he knew it was me a top five pick in the draft. So if you're in that spot, you know you got that career ahead of you. That's your career. What do you make of that comment, though? Did you study at Richmond, Sean Barber? Did you know you were going to the NFL?
No, man. You know, I studied, man. I'm a student of the game. It wasn't about the opponent. It wasn't about what was coming next. It wasn't about the NFL, the combine. I was taught to always try your best, man. Always put something on the field every day as part of your resume in life, beyond the football field, beyond the classroom, relation, whatever it is that you care about. Put your mark on it and. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing and doing it to the best of your abilities. So I've kind of carried that through everything I've done in life. So, I understand what he was saying. Because, when you go to LSU, if you go back to that roster, they were a semi-pro team.
Loaded.
Clyde Allaire was the running back, right? They had Jefferson, him.
Burrow.
Marshall.
Terrence Marshall, Burrow. Yeah,
stacked.
Three linemen went to the NFL.
The reason why they won the national title.
Patrick Queen was there.
Yes, they probably didn't do much studying the opponent because they knew if they executed the way they could, there was no answers on the other squad. Like, there's no defense to stop that. That's an all-man team.
How about going to class?
I took that as he just meant he didn't study in school. As in, I don't think he was studying.
I ain't putting no words in nobody's mouth.
I'm studying the playbook?
I'm talking about football. He's in a locker room. Y'all talking about studying film.
He's the one that said he didn't study in college.
Wait, I think he was talking about film.
Okay.
I'm going to protect my homie.
Okay. I have no problem with it, Barbara, because he knows that, like, Shedeur Sanders in Colorado, there was audio that came out this week. You know what I'm talking about, where they were talking about registering for classes in the spring.
He's like,
yeah, which, again, he's not alone on that. He knows that once the season's over, that last bowl game, he's going to Arizona at some rehab, training facility, getting ready for the combine.
Yes.
That's not unique, but that's no different than what this is. I view it as some players know, not if they're, and this is no disrespect, but like if you're at a smaller school or in your situation that you brought up, like you obviously had to take care of your academics too, because you don't know what the next path is going to look like. Jamar Chase, like, he knew he was a top 10 pick.
I mean, again, like, I'm like, education is really high on my priority list. Both my parents are school teachers and stuff. So I don't think that I would go into a classroom or any kind of learning environment with the disrespect of, like, I'm already out of here. Mm-hmm. Teach or not teach, I'm not turning in any more work because, like, in my next 2-3 months, I'm going to the pros. Because that's, to me, disrespectful of the work that person put in to prepare for that day's class. So, again, I hold education and teachers in a very sacred place in my heart. So,
yeah,
that's just not how I treat people. That's not how, you know, when I come on your show, right, I don't come unprepared. I come
with, he's got a whole notebook.
I come with my notebook of stats. Yes, I will not be doing the drive. So I will not be doing consecutive shows to end up on Players Only tonight with Danan. So his definition of consecutive and mine might be slightly different. And maybe that Iowa educate. Maybe if he did finish his classes at school, he would understand the difference
Iowa
in the definition.
Iowa education is not as good as a Richmond consecutive, education.
Right? That means consecutive. Mm-hmm. Like, that has, you can't miss something and be consecutive. But yeah.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.